We are learning Mesechta's Gittin Daf Pei Tes Amud Beis, and we are starting by the two dots around 6-7 lines from the top. Uvad Shaloyish Tehei Sham Amasla. It said in the Mishnah that a coil is only a coil if there's no Amasla. Amar Rabbi Avuna Amasla Shom Afil Bekanav Zara Yom. This is before. Avuna, the Amasla doesn't have to come together with the coil. It'll come afterwards also. Rabbi Zvidom Amokim Amasla Choyshishim La Amasla. This is making even more. He says, even if there's no exact Amasla, there's just a Mokim or a Pesach for Amasla, you could already assume a masla, which means there's a way you can figure out there's something going on with this kedushin, some kind of tanai here. We haven't known about the tanai. Eitzver popular as vidul vashli tei shom masla. The Mishnah says vashli tei shom masla. It's mashma. You have to actually have a masla. A malay b'mokim a masla kamer. Mishnah means vashli shom some mokim for a masla. So it means Rav Papa was not happy with this idea of Rav Zvid saying that a mokim a masla is enough. Mokim masla means that there's a tzad that there's a masla. And Rav Papa wasn't happy. I'm going to Rav Papa, Tisbra, you don't agree that that's enough? Vatanan, I'm going to show you a Mishnah in Yevamos. It says, Niskacha, someone who was married and her husband went away and was not going to come back. Edach had said that her husband died and she's Niskacha to a new person. Only Niskacha, not Nisas, Niskacha. And all of a sudden, her husband comes back from the dead. Muteres lachso. She's allowed to go back to her original husband. I neskacha lav mishum darminon al tanai kaddish. Not because we said lav mishum isn't it because we are tanai kaddish, which means like this. Rashi explains. Right now, we're assuming that the reason why teitze mizeh mizeh is why don't we let every time someone gets married to someone else with an erecher or two edim even. And then the husband comes back. Why can't he go back to the first husband? It's an oinus. It was oinus. The halacha is that if someone's mezana ba'oinus, if it's not an eishes kayin, let it go back. So why don't you go back? The teretz is because people are going to say that you got divorced from the first husband, you married the second husband, now you're going back to the first husband. Machzer gushasai. So it looks like a machzer gushasai. So here, kedushin is a problem. Oh, yeah, but so why by neskacha is it not a problem by neskacha? So why not? Why worry about Machzer Gushasai? It must be because you assume it, you'll say it's not going to be not going to look like a Machzer Gushasai. You'll assume that the second kedusha was al tanai that the husband doesn't come back. By nesuin you can't say it tanai. You know why? Because by nesuin you don't do bills nuts. But kedushin you can have it tanai. So you see, you assume a tanai for no reason. Lav mashum derina al tanai kodesh. Shadi Hosom. The kasha is that you see from here that you can assume a masla without having a clear raya to a masla. That's what we're saying over here. We're having a clear raya to a masla, you can assume a masla. Here we're assuming that by kedushin there's al tanai. You could say that and explain why it's a problem. Shadi Hosom. The osi baal the kama arab. There's a difference. The reason why there is a problem is because the baal is coming and being ma'arah and saying that I never divorced her. So that's why there's no problem going back. Because the baal is saying I never divorced her. Break the mara, ihachi, nisas nami. If that's the reason why you're letting go back to the first husband is because he's tining, he never divorced her, so nisas also should be able to go back. Elamayim must be the reason for tonight. But nisas no tonight. So I'm going to know. This is the of the new terrace. This is the of the Isura Kansura Bana. Niskachla of the Isura Kansura Bana. Nupshat. That if she goes and has and gets married, she did an Isser, so then there's a Knas. Masha Inkin, Niskachla of the Isura Kansura Bana, there's no Knas because she didn't do Isser yet. Kedusha is not an Isser yet. Only by a beer is an Isser. So it's the Isser may have a Knas. And the Rashi and the Yevamos is weird that the reason for the Knas is that what we're worried about a girish, we're worried about Machzer Gushasai. The knas is that we are choshesh for the girish and the Machzer Gushasai. Yeah, Amar Ravashi, kol kolod lo yischazik beidin alav kolu. Any coil that was not substantiated in Bezdin, Rashi says, shloi botku Bezdin acharov, shloi te shmias kol avaro. So as we said before, that a koil havara is not enough. Stam a rumor is not enough. You have to have a substantiated koil, who it came from, or there's rayas. So any koil doesn't have these things, it's not a koil. Vamar Ravashi, kol kolo de bosa nesuin lechashin le. Any koil is after nesuin, also lechashin le, because once they're married, they're not choshesh. For the Gemara, hod bosa erisin lechashin le, it's mashma, but after erisin, they didn't get married yet, then a koil, you would be choshesh for that. Rav Chaviva amah, fill the bosa erisin nami lechashin le. Even the bosa erisin also, there is no chash. Then once someone's married, a koil is not enough. We have Eden Baru, we have Klara Eden. You cannot break up this marriage as long as there's no Eden. They sent from Bei Rav to Shmuel Shailim. And then Rabbeinu. Yotzal HaKoyal Merishoyin. There was a koyal that she was married to Reuven. And Shimon came, gave her kedushin with edim and very clear kedushin. Kedusha Torah. Mao. What's the halacha? Shalak luhu teitze. He answered. Shmuel answered teitze. We'll see from who later on the Gemara. V'amidu adav abayrav v'ayidieni v'ayidiyuni. Check it out and come back and tell me what's going on. Samara says, "My v'amidu adav abayrav." Well, what should you check out? Ilema. If it means like this, the megalim mulsek kedusha kam v'laf kedushim alyan in matin kala. Maybe he means to say like this. Look into the rumor, first rumor, and see if it's true. And then we'll vatal Karl and let him get married to the second one. Break the Gemara. Nardoya, sorry to Shmuel. Nardoya is the city of Shmuel. Who? Lo vatal Karl, you're not vatal Karl. And Tosis points out, even though the Bei Rav was sending it to Shmuel, and Bei Rav were in from Shmuel's town, but Shmuel wouldn't pass and not like his, like what he holds. So there can't be this thing to check it out about the first Karl. It can't be, because on that, you're not vatal Karl. Elo, adim legalia mil segdusha kama, gdusha malinenu. It's like this. The shah is like this. If you find out that the first kedushin is a good kedushin, then letzricha get mesheni. You don't need to get mesheni. So he said like this. Teitze, we'll see from who. He says, look into it. Look into it to see if the first kedushin is not a kedushin. You wouldn't have been vatal lekarl. But if it's a good kedushin, then the second kedushin is definitely nothing. Or pliga de Rav Huna. The Amar Rav Huna, Eishes ish apostol yod v'kib kedushin v'acher. The Rav Huna holds that Eishes went ahead and makabel kedushin mikudeshes. She is mikudeshes, even though you know she's married to her first husband. Rav Amnuna, Dom Rav Amnuna, Isha she'omer lebayil gerishtani. If the Isha tells her husband in his face that you divorced me, nemanis, she is nem chazaka in Isha me'izam panav nebayilah. And we're saying the same thing. Makabel kedushin is like that. So what's the idach? What's pshat in the other man? The Amr, he doesn't hold the Rav Amnuna. No, he holds Rav Amnuna. He itva Rav Amnuna befanav shloi befanav izam izah. Here she makabel kedushin not in front of him, not in front of him. So there, she is Meis. Now, Taisus points out, L'chair, it's Klar, Rav Nuna is talking about Fanav. So what's Pshat in Rav Huna? So Taisus says that Avad Rav Nuna is only talking about Fanav, but he held that to be Machmer to need a get Mesheni, that already Rav Nuna would agree, it's enough of a chutzpah that even Shlev Fanav would be a chutzpah. Loi Matu Dov Abar of Mayu. What are we the halacha of Mayasef? They didn't figure out what happened to the first Kedushin. So remember, you have a koil, and she accepts the Kedushin from the Sheni. What's the halacha? Rav Huna, Megarish, Rishon, Venez, Sheni. You can get a get from the Rishon, v'noyis hasheni. Av magarish sheni, v'noyis hasheni loy. My taima, osi lameima, machzor gushosai v'nairisin. You'll think you can machzor gushosai. So you cannot accept, you can't get a get from the second one and go back to the first one. Rav Shinna b'rei d'arid, oma af magarish sheni, v'noyis hasheni. Why? Because here people won't think machzor gushosai. Meima omra, ani b'rei b'am kudushay, v'kudushay tayis hava. They'll say people looked into the second condition and saw it's kudushay tayis. And Rashi says, not everyone knows they needed a get from the sheni. Let's say there was a koil, she's mekadesh to Reuven, a good koil, and a koil mekadesh to Shimon, mahu, amra papa avzu megarish rishon marries a sheni. This one's megarish rishon and marries a sheni. Amei ma'oma dafka that way, not the other way, because we're worried about machzor gushasa. Amei ma'oma meteres l'shneim. You're mutter to either one. You're not worried about the koil alone does not shaf a chash of machzor gushasa. Ve'hilchasa muteres l'shneim. The halach is that you're mutter l'shneim. That's the halacha. And like here it says, Afazem Megarish, even for Rav Huna before that said that there's a problem with Machzor Gushasa, here by Koil, there's no problem with Machzor Gushasa. That's the bottom time he speaks out. Aliba de Rav Huna, even then, there's no problem with Machzor Gushasa.